Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Welcome to Camel X. Brad Young sitting in this evening at your service. Thanks for sticking around with us this evening on a Wednesday evening. How you doing? It's been a busy day. It's been a busy week for me. And I hope you're in a position now where you can kick back, enjoy the evening, and enjoy some interesting conversation. Speaking of interesting, today is National Pig Day. And as I was looking at this, it occurred to me, and I felt kind of awkward about thinking this, because I got to tell you, the first thing that came to my mind when I heard it's National Pig Day is barbecue. And that's pretty rude towards the pigs. I'm sure that's not the point of National Pig Day. But listen, if you mention pigs, I'm thinking barbecue. So Matt Pajeski, producer extraordinaire, are you a fan of barbecue?
I love barbecue.
Okay. So I want to get into, just for a minute here, what's your favorite barbecue place?
I would have to go with Pappy's Smokehouse or maybe Bogart's in Soulard. I think they're related somehow. Like the owner of, like an employee of Pappy's, I think, moved mm-hmm. out and then started his own place with Bogart's. I might be speaking totally incorrectly here, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. And that's okay. Why they're both so good.
That's right. I didn't know that. But what's interesting is I looked up on TripAdvisor, and I tried to find the top 10 barbecue places in St. Louis. And Matt Pajeski, you just nailed numbers 1 and 2.
Wow.
In that, number 1, Pappy's Smokehouse, which comes as a shock to nobody. if you've ever been there. That's my favorite. That is just awesome. If you haven't been there, check it out. I'm not getting anything for it. I mean, if they wanted to call me and offer me a free lunch, of course I would take it. But unsolicited, Pappy's Smokehouse, number one. But Bogart's is listed at number two. Now, I haven't eaten at Bogart's. Is that in Soulard?
Yes, it is.
I've heard of it. I've heard of it. I know people talk about it, but I've never been there.
Got to go and get a half rack of ribs, Brad.
Okay. And the kind, I'm assuming that if it's anything like Pappy's, if you get a half a rack of ribs, you're going to need about 40 napkins.
40 napkins, that's it. And then get a little St. Louis sweet sauce on it, too. Make it even better.
Good, good. And any other favorite barbecue places?
Boy, there's Smoky Moe's. That's off of Manchester. And,
I've been there.
Valley Park.
You know what? You know the tie-in there is that's Emo's.
Right, yeah.
Own
yeah, yeah.
Smoky Moe's.
Mm-hmm. They've got a great pork steak, which is one of my favorite cuts of meat ever. I know that's controversial to Michael Kelly. He was talking a couple days ago how much he hates pork steaks. I'm like,
now,
I could not believe it.
How can you hate pork steak? Now, listen, pork steak it's a St. Louis thing.
Right.
And you have to cut it a certain way to get a pork steak. And I understand that. But, man, a pork steak on the grill, how can you not like that?
A pork steak in the smoker, even better.
Oh. Now, do you prefer grill? You prefer smoked over
yeah,
grilled?
Yeah, my dad had a smoker, and that's how he barbecued. He smoked everything, ribs, pork steaks.
How about venison? Shoulders. Have you ever had smoked venison?
No, I have not.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
And now with venison, though, you've got to... It's all in the marinade because if you just eat venison, it's kind of gamey,
yeah.
You know? So it's all in how you cook it. But if you marinate it right, I don't know how to do it. My brother-in-law used to do that all the time, and it was magnificent. And I asked him, what kind of marinade do you use? And he said if he told me, he'd have to kill me. And so I didn't push it anymore because he owns a lot of guns. So I thought, okay, all right, I won't push my luck. But, yeah, also on the list, salt plus smoke. Which is great.
Salt,
I'm sure
salt and smoke, yeah.
You've been there.
Ballpark Village, they've got one. They've got one on Main Street in St. Charles. It's phenomenal as well.
Yep. And, of course, Sugar Fire is on the list.
Yeah.
And, man, I went to an event at, it was an event for attorneys, and it was what's called a CLE, Continuing Legal Education. And it was catered by Sugar Fire. And it was different. I don't know if they charge you like, we know you got money and we're going to really charge you through the wazoo to give you the classic cuts of meat. But it was the thickest slabs of smoked brisket that I have ever had. And I've tried to order it before and it's not like the same. So I don't know if somebody paid somebody under the table to get extra thick slices, but it was magnificent. Now, here's something. It's called the Shaved Duck on Virginia. That came in at number 5.
I've been there as well, Brad.
You've been there? See, you get around more than I do.
These are like my weekly restaurants that you're just naming off. You're naming off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. These are...
So I'm going to go in all these places, and there's going to be pictures of Matt holding a big sandwich, you know, a big brisket sandwich.
Right.
Or diving into the rack of ribs. You're going to be at all these places. All right, so... If you ever want to find Matt Pajeski anywhere when he's not here at Camel X, apparently go to barbecue places.
That's right.
And that's where you're going to find him. Also on the list, Adam's Smokehouse, which is on Watson Road. I've not been there. Roper's Ribs in Florissant. Not been there. Bandanas. Now, my in-laws like Bandanas in Florissant. I'm not saying it's bad, but it's just not. When I go to Bandanas, it's good, but it's not like, oh my goodness, good. Like Pappy's.
Yeah, I've been spoiled living next to Sugar Fire for a long time, and there's also a Bandanas close by, and it's Bandanas, unfortunately, is never in the conversation anymore. When Sugar Fire is right next to us, like we're totally spoiled by Sugar Fire.
You can't go to Bandanas when you got Sugar Fire. You just can't do that. Hey, we're going to have to take a break here, but coming up after the break, spring is right around the corner, and if you have any bugs or pests in your house, other than your mother-in-law, I mean, you can't count your mother-in-law as a pest. But coming up after the break, we're going to talk to Dan Rotler from Rotler Pest Solutions. But before we go to this break, I'm going to go to this caller because Edward's been holding and wants to talk about barbecue. Hey, Edward, welcome to Camel X.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, sir. You've got barbecue on the mind, don't you?
I sure do. Thanks to you guys. I'm hungry now.
Great. So what's your favorite barbecue?
I don't know if anyone mentioned it, but Daly's on Daugherty Ferry.
Yes, I have that in Kirkwood. In fact, on the TripAdvisor list, Edward, that came in at number 6 for the best barbecue in St. Louis, Daly's. Now, I guess you're a frequent customer there.
Not super frequent, but I like to get over there as often as possible.
Yeah, and what do you like to get there?
The pit beans are to die for. They put big chunks of Applewood smoked bacon and pulled pork in with the beans. Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and I didn't get supper tonight, so I'm really hungry.
You and me both, sir.
Thanks to you.
Well, have a good night.
Edward, you nailed it. Number 6, Daly's Smokehouse on Daugherty Ferry in Kirkwood. Thanks, Edward. Thanks for calling in, my friend. Hey, we're going to take a break. And again, right after this break, Dan Rottler from Rottler Pest Solutions on The Voice of St. Louis. KMOX.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And spring is right around the corner. I just bought a new house about a week ago, and I already found bugs in it. So what do you do? Springtime is bug time. What can you do about it? Joining me this evening is Dan Rottler, president of Rottler Pest Solutions. Hey, Dan, welcome back to KMOX.
Thanks for having me, Brad, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Well, full disclosure, I've been a customer of Rottler's my goodness, since the 90s, Fred Rottler even came out to our first house to spray for bugs. I've already had you guys out at my house about a week ago at my new house. But the question is spring really the worst time of year for bugs, or is that just my imagination?
It is arguably, you know, when you're going to see the most new activity, you know, in your home, because they come out of the winter season and they're looking for food, and that's, you know, looking for food so they can start the reproductive cycle. And
what you just said actually describes a relative of mine. You know, they're spring, they're looking for food so they can reproduce. Well, that's another story, but go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's you know, they're looking for moisture. They've overwintered. Their metabolism speeds up as the temperatures warm up. That 60 degrees threshold is usually that key area where they're out looking for that new place to harborage and find food. And a lot of times that's our homes and businesses. And unfortunately, you know, that may be your kitchen or someplace in your home. So, yeah, it's a little challenging, you know, coming out of the warm season or coming out of the cold season into the warm, and now you have this problem. So.
Now, unlike a lot of pest control companies, you know, Rottlers, you guys are from here, you started here, you're still based here. And is there anything about St. Louis where the bugs are different here than elsewhere? I mean, I've heard when I go to the South, I've got some friends of mine who live in Alabama, and they've got specialty termites in the South that don't exist elsewhere. But is there any kind of a bug issue that is, I'm not going to say unique to St. Louis, but more prevalent in St. Louis than in other areas of the country?
Yeah, I think we're lucky enough to have it all. How about that?
Lucky.
We have the termites. We have the mosquitoes. We got the humid weather. We're near some bodies of water. We also, you know, of course, have the ants. And this time of year, we're dealing with, you know, the three that I, you know, see our phones ring off the hook on, and that's moles, ants, termites, and mosquitoes. So, between those, yeah, we're busy, and I would say, you know, we're unique enough where usually most of our customers experience one of those to the extreme. So,
well, we're talking, of course, to Dan Rottler, president of Rottler Pest Solutions. And Dan, I just mentioned I bought this new house, and I actually bought it a month ago, but we just started moving in 2 weeks ago. And when we bought the house, we go over to this new house. It's in kind of a wooded area. And we go to this house, and I got to tell you, the day I inspected the house after closing, there were stink bugs everywhere. And they were everywhere. So, of course, we called Rottler. You guys came out, and you sprayed in the attic, and now the stink bugs are gone. Are stink bugs hard to kill? Because whatever it is you guys did the trick.
They're not typically that challenging to control. However, it's typically the season that you're trying to control. Stink bugs, they like to overwinter in people's attics, similar to like the ladybugs that we see. They're just trying to find a place to overwinter, and then it comes springtime, it's when they come out. And in your situation, you're moving into this this home, and you're noticing these coming out of the attic and in other parts of the home. And really, you know, the best time to control them is late summer, early fall, so that you don't have them in your home over winter. But in your situation, it sounds like we were able to take care of it. And you're kind of just hitting at the right season where whether we treat or they move out on their own, you're kind of at a good spot. However, you're not always so lucky with other pests, like ants in particular. They'll move in come the spring and summer months. So, there's always something that's working on your home here in St. Louis. And, you got introduced to the stink bugs with this new home. So,
you did. Your guy went up in the attic and sprayed everywhere. And now I think we've seen one stink bug in last week or so, and that was it. So it really did take care of the problem. We're talking to Dan Rottler, president of Rottler Pest Solutions. And Dan, when I had my old house in Florissant, gosh, 30 years ago, when we had it treated for termites, it really didn't kill termites. It just kind of chased them away to the house next door. But now I understand that because when your Rottler guy came out to our new house, he said that there's actually systems in place now that will kill the termites. Is that right?
Exactly. So yeah, termites are a social insect just like the ants. And back when you said, 20 plus years ago, 30 years ago, the product that we had didn't necessarily kill off the colony. It pushed them away from the home. And unfortunately, your neighbor's got that, the joys of dealing with them.
Yeah, and that always seemed kind of rude to me. I mean, we're not really, right. All we're really doing is sending them next door.
Right. Yeah, were limited on the technology back then. And you know, we've come a long way in our industry. And right now, in the past, let's probably say 20 years, we've had products that actually work in the actual way that the insect moves food throughout the colony. So in this situation, it basically passed along as their social insects, and they're feeding the rest of the colony. When they do that, they start to slowly, you know, eliminate the colony in that process. So we are lucky enough to have better tools that can really eliminate the actual colony and protect your home. So moving forward, you don't have to worry about, the termite's going to, take care of, my neighbor's house or attack my neighbor's house. They may have their own colony, but they're welcome to protect their home, but we're not pushing them there. How about that?
That's a good answer. We're talking to Dan Rotler, president of Rotler Pest Solutions. And Dan, I just got a text here. Someone texted in and asked, what could you do about moles this time of year? Now, my attitude on moles is I want to be like the Bill Murray character in Caddyshack. When I've got moles in my yard, I mean, my dream solution for that is to pump natural gas into the mole runs and then light it up and watch them all burn. And I know that's maybe kind of rude, but that's the way I feel about moles. I would like to just blow them up. But apparently you've got a better solution for moles. What is that?
Yeah, it's a combination of efforts of trapping, using baits, and occasionally we'll use some deterrents that will kind of push them away. There's not one solution that works best, but rather, having some way of, monitoring and harvesting when the moles do come in is our best solution. And that is, we're typically on the property every month or every 2 months, and we're, if stuff pops up, we're out there and we want to get on it quickly. And that's a combination of, like I said, traps and baits.
Got it.
There's no silver bullet with moles. It's just persistence. And like I said, if we could create a bubble around your home, we might have a better solution of keeping the moles out. But we can't, stop. You said you back up the woods. I hope the woods aren't, infested. Unfortunately, we find that at times that, if you back up to a park or a creek, you're going to continue to have moles, keep pushing into your yard throughout the year.
Well, I'll be calling you about those moles too. But I've always had this question. I'm not going to ask you to speculate on whether cockroaches could actually survive a nuclear war. Okay, I'm not going to ask you that. But I will ask you, are cockroaches particularly difficult to kill?
out of the pests that we control, In the right circumstances and in the right situations, yes, they can be. They can be a little more challenging. We do have great tools and techniques to control them. That's not our number one challenge in our industry. However, to the consumer, seeing a roach is probably like one of the worst things that they could see in their home or in their business. And to your point, they could probably survive and evolve to withstand any type of nuclear event. they definitely evolved throughout the years. And with that being said, we're confident and able to control the pest.
Good. So. We're talking to Dan Rotler, president of Rotler Pest Solutions. And Dan, you mentioned something a moment ago I want to come back to, and that is you said about cockroaches. They're not the number one issue with your industry. What is the number one pest issue with your industry?
it's funny. It depends on the season, and it depends on the area that you're talking about. The stink bugs for a moment there are really bad. Certain parts of the country have experienced really bad issues with stink bugs. Other parts deal with bed bugs. Bed bugs was really, challenging bug to control. I would say back when I got into the business full time, we were using heat. We still do occasionally use heat to control them. So bed bugs, and then you know, pests like moles. You know, they can be a little challenging and frustrating to our customers. And then, you know, termites, the occasional ants, whether it's odorous house ants, ants like, you know, sweet ants, if you will. And then we got, you know, carpenter ants. So it just really all depends on the situation in the home that we're dealing with. And then spiders, of course. You know, we're known to have brown recluse spiders in this region of the U.S., and they can wreak some havoc on some customers' homes and businesses alike. So I would not say that there's, you know, top pests that's, you know, the most challenging, but rather given the right situation and the right environment, you know, any one of these that I've named off can be a real, real challenge to these individuals.
Well, Dan Rotler, it's obvious that you know what you're talking about. If folks need more information on Rotler Pest Solutions and what you can do for them, how can they reach you?
They can reach us at 314-426-6100 or at rotler.com, rotler.com.
Very good. Dan Rotler, thank you so much for coming on this evening. Thanks for helping me with my new house and the stink bugs. And I'm sure I'll be calling you about the moles here, because if my wife sees me out in the yard with a propane tank and a lighter, she's going to not let me go forward with that solution. So your solutions, I'm sure, are much better. Dan Rotler, thanks so much for joining us this evening on Camo X.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Hey, does Vladimir Putin have any chance of winning in Ukraine? Coming up next, we'll talk to syndicated columnist Charles Lipson on that very topic, right here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And I've been following the war in Ukraine very closely. I'm fascinated by military technology, and we're literally seeing this great power competition rolling out right in front of our eyes. And so it's worth watching. But the question that always comes to my mind is, what is Vladimir Putin's strategy for winning this war? Because whatever that strategy is, it hasn't been working so far. And I also am amazed that Ukraine continues to resist. But as I'm thinking about this, they are resisting. But I've also wondered about whether Ukraine can actually win. That's why I wanted to reach out to syndicated columnist and friend of the show, Charles Lipson, who wrote on this very topic very recently. Charles, great to talk to you again, as always.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Brad. And there's plenty of news today.
Oh, there is. But your column that came out just a few days ago is entitled Putin's Inhumane War Strategy is Backfiring. So let's start with this. How did the war in Ukraine change after Russia failed to capture Kyiv?
It changed because Russia's strategy changed. The original strategy was a kind of blitzkrieg to take the capital and decapitate the regime, which would then lead to Russia gaining political control of the country. They could either incorporate the entire country or parts of it and have a subordinate regime in place in Kyiv. When that failed, they moved back to what I would call the traditional Russian way of war, which is what in the old days Woody Hayes, who was the old coach at Ohio State, used to call 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You know, you would just go straight ahead, use as many men as you can. It was blunt force, using cannon fodder and a lot of artillery, and that with no regard for human life, either your own or the other side's. And that's exactly what Russia has been doing for the last year.
Yeah, and in fact, I believe it was last week, as I was reading, because I'm captivated by this. I read stories every day about the latest in Ukraine, and the losses have certainly been horrendous. So while Russia continues to target civilian infrastructure with missiles and drones, Isn't Russia essentially using their unskilled and newly recruited soldiers? Basically, you said the word cannon fodder, but that's really, isn't it what it is? By just sending in these unskilled soldiers so they'll be shot by the Ukrainian army as for targeting purposes, so the Russian army can then target the Ukrainian soldiers?
That's part of it. That's a large part of it. And then what they do is they want to follow up. They want to use the artillery and the cannon fodder to soften up the Ukrainians and then use more experienced, battle-hardened soldiers behind them to come in and if they found a weak spot or whatever, then to exploit it. So that's what they're trying to do. But the whole strategy is a war crime on just so many different levels. What's surprising to me, Brad, is that we've really had almost no justification for the large expenditure of money and material, not men, but money and material that the United States has put into the war. President Biden is really such an inept public speaker, probably the most inept since Lyndon Johnson. He's not really been out to make a public case to Americans for why people in Missouri or Illinois should pay for what is obviously a brave struggle in Ukraine. We have no doubt about their bravery and our ability to help. But the question is, why? Why is it in America's interest?
Well, and that's a good point. And what I hear oftentimes, of course, we're talking to nationally syndicated columnist Charles Lipson. Charles, what I hear so often is, in fact, I just heard it this morning, where some Democrats are using it as talking points against Republicans to say that so-and-so who's a Republican doesn't want to give Ukraine a blank check. And from my perspective, I don't think that anything in this country deserves a blank check, whether it's the Defense Department, and I'm the most pro-defense guy you'll ever meet, but no part of our government should ever have a, quote, blank check, unquote. So why is it? What's the philosophy here where Democrats and progressives who are normally completely against a strong defense are suddenly enamored by empowering Ukraine against Russia? Why is that?
Yeah, and let me add to that. I mean, I think you're exactly right in posing that question. And I would just add, Donald Trump today said, you know, Biden shouldn't be in Kiev. He should be in Ohio. Well, in a way, he should be in both. But I mean, there's a kind of the left in the Democratic Party wants all money to go into social programs, the right on the Republican side is really split between those who are Reagan Republicans who believe in a strong defense the like, and those who are much more isolationist, which is a theme that the Republicans have had within the party that goes back to the late 40s and Robert Taft of Ohio, Mr. Republican, who Dwight Eisenhower beat out for the nomination. But you can see that this is a very strong movement within the Republican Party. My own view is that as long as we don't really put boots on the ground, it's absolutely critical that Ukraine win and that we support them in a more full-hearted and rapid way than we have been. I mean, I'm very attentive to the fact that Russia threatens nuclear escalation. I think that's you can't discount that, but we've tried to make it very clear that there would be that it would essentially end Russia as they know it, not because we would nuclear attack them, but our conventional forces would destroy what's left of their army. But if Russia believes it can outlast the United States, that's mm-hmm. what's important about Biden's visit today. It's a commitment to stay in this. That was what was important about Putin's annexing those four areas, even though he didn't control them. That was saying, I'm really committed to staying in this fight.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back to At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening. And I've been following the war in Ukraine very closely. I'm fascinated by military technology, and we're literally seeing this great power competition rolling out right in front of our eyes. And so it's worth watching. But the question that always comes to my mind is, what is Vladimir Putin's strategy for winning this war? Because whatever that strategy is, it hasn't been working so far. And I also am amazed that Ukraine continues to resist. But as I'm thinking about this, they are resisting. But I've also wondered about whether Ukraine can actually win. That's why I wanted to reach out to syndicated columnist and friend of the show, Charles Lipson, who wrote on this very topic very recently. Charles, great to talk to you again, as always.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Brad. And there's plenty of news today.
Oh, there is. But your column that came out just a few days ago is entitled Putin's Inhumane War Strategy is Backfiring. So let's start with this. How did the war in Ukraine change after Russia failed to capture Kyiv?
It changed because Russia's strategy changed. The original strategy was a kind of blitzkrieg to take the capital and decapitate the regime, which would then lead to Russia gaining political control of the country. They could either incorporate the entire country or parts of it and have a subordinate regime in place in Kyiv. When that failed, they moved back to what I would call the traditional Russian way of war, which is what in the old days Woody Hayes, who was the old coach at Ohio State, used to call 3 yards in a cloud of dust. You know, you would just go straight ahead, use as many men as you can. It was blunt force, mm-hmm. using cannon fodder and a lot of artillery, and that with no regard for human life, either your own or the other side's, and that's exactly what Russia has been doing for the last year.
Yeah, and in fact, I believe it was last week, as I was reading, because I'm captivated by this. I read stories every day about the latest in Ukraine, and the losses have certainly been horrendous. So while Russia continues to target civilian infrastructure with missiles and drones, isn't Russia essentially using their unskilled and newly recruited soldiers? Basically, you said the word cannon fodder, but that's really, isn't it what it is? By just sending in these unskilled soldiers so they'll be shot by the Ukrainian army as for targeting purposes, so the Russian army can then target the Ukrainian soldiers?
That's part of it. That's a large part of it. And then what they do is they want to follow up. They want to use the artillery and the cannon fodder to soften up the Ukrainians and then use more experienced, battle-hardened soldiers behind them to come in and if they found a weak spot or whatever, then to exploit it. So that's what they're trying to do. But the whole strategy is a war crime on just so many different levels. What's surprising to me, Brad, is that we've really had almost no justification for the large expenditure of money and material, not men, but money and material that the United States has put into the war. President Biden is really such an inept public speaker, probably the most inept since Lyndon Johnson. He's not really been out to make a public case to Americans for why people in Missouri or Illinois should pay for what is obviously a brave struggle in Ukraine. We have no doubt about their bravery and our ability to help. But the question is, why? Why is it in America's interest?
Well, and that's a good point. And what I hear oftentimes, of course, we're talking to nationally syndicated columnist Charles Lipson. Charles, what I hear so often is, in fact, I just heard it this morning, where some Democrats are using it as talking points against Republicans to say that so-and-so who's a Republican doesn't want to give Ukraine a blank check. And from my perspective, I don't think that anything in this country deserves a blank check, whether it's the Defense Department, and I'm the most pro-defense guy you'll ever meet, but no part of our government should ever have a, quote, blank check, unquote. So why is it? What's the philosophy here where Democrats and progressives who are normally completely against a strong defense are suddenly enamored by empowering Ukraine against Russia? Why is that?
Yeah, and let me add to that. I mean, I think you're exactly right in posing that question. And I would just add, Donald Trump today said, you know, Biden shouldn't be in Kiev, he should be in Ohio. Well, he, in a way, he should be in both. But I mean, there's a kind of the left in the Democratic Party wants all money to go into social programs, the right on the Republican side is really split between those who are Reagan Republicans who believe in a strong defense and the like, and those who are much more isolationist, which is a theme that the Republicans have had within the party that goes back to the late 40s and and Robert Taft of Ohio, Mr. Republican, who Dwight Eisenhower beat out for the nomination. But you can see that this is a very strong movement within the Republican Party. My own view is that as long as we don't really put boots on the ground, it's absolutely critical that Ukraine win and that we support them in a more full-hearted and rapid way than we have been. I mean, I'm very attentive to the fact that Russia threatens nuclear escalation. I think that's you can't discount that, but we've tried to make it very clear that there would be, that it would essentially end Russia as they know it, not because we would nuclear attack them, but our conventional forces would destroy what's left of their army. But if Russia believes it can outlast the United States, that's mm-hmm. what's important about Biden's visit today. It's a commitment to stay in this. That was what was important about Putin's annexing those four areas, even though he didn't control them. That was saying, I'm really committed to staying in this fight. So if there's a question about our ability to outlast them, then we have to give Ukraine the resources to win more yes. quickly than that.
Very good. We're talking to syndicated columnist Charles Lipson, and you talked about the Russian strategy, how it changed once they were unable to capture Kyiv in the opening right. days and weeks of the war. But from a strategic standpoint, does Putin have any valid options at this point other than simply doubling down on the failed strategy that actually created this mess?
No, I don't think he does. And I don't think escalating to a nuclear level will help him on the battlefield. I think he does have better options operationally than those that he's used. They've attacked on too many fronts. One of the key points of all military strategy is that you should concentrate your forces and try to achieve a breakthrough. But what we've seen, we saw it at the beginning of the war. They didn't just attack to take Kyiv, the capital. They attacked in the Donbass, and they attacked in Crimea, and they attacked all over, and they spread out their resources as such. And I think now what you see is that they are trying really to take the Donbass, and what we don't know is whether they will launch a renewed big offensive either in the Donbass, which is the east, or whether they'll try to come down from Belarus and retake Kyiv, which is a fool's errand.
Yeah, and Russia's intent, I was thinking about this earlier today, Charles, that mm-hmm. Russia's intent was to absorb Ukraine into Russia and continue to move southwest into Moldova and follow this pattern that was laid out by Alexander Dugin to kind of recreate the Soviet Union, and also he wanted to fracture NATO. But isn't it interesting that Russia not only failed to achieve any of these goals, but actually they achieved the opposite? They've strengthened Ukraine. I read that Ukraine is now like the fifth country in the world in terms of the number of tanks that they have because they've captured them all from Russia. And now we have more countries joining NATO. NATO seems to be more aligned now than before. So not only has Russia failed to achieve its goals, they've actually achieved the opposite of their goals.
Yeah, Putin's a master strategist. You nailed it. But I would say there are cracks in the NATO foundation, and the longer the war goes, the more Putin thinks that those cracks might come through. I actually think Biden, who I am not a big supporter of, take my word, I think he's done a good job in keeping the alliance together, but he's done it by moving slowly, and that's been very costly mm-hmm. in Ukraine. And what I'm saying now is, and I think the leaders have been Poland and Britain, and I think that we've come in behind them, dragging Germany and France along along with us.
Good point. We're talking to syndicated columnist Charles Lipson, and you called or you characterized Russia's strategy here as a war of attrition. But at least from my perspective, that cannot succeed because Russia currently lacks the industrial capability to replenish the equipment that it's losing. So here's my question.
Yep.
How might China factor in to Putin's equation for victory when it comes to industrial capacity?
Well, it could give Russia quite a lot. But I think that the problem, and I've said all along that there were people all along who said who were trying to figure out the Chinese angle on this. But I would say that China has been very worried about Russia launching this unsuccessful war. The fact that Russia has had to go to Iran, China, North Korea for replacement equipment is a sign of how weak the Russian economy is. To go back to the 19th century in Austria, Hungary, you can't be a great power without a big, strong economy. If you could, then Israel would be one of the world's greatest powers. It's a regional power, but it's not one of the world's great powers. Poland would be a great power. It's not. It's a regional power. And what Putin is trying to do really is use old Soviet equipment and lots of ammunition, which they have. They have old tubes to fire it and a lot of old ammunition, and they have a lot of people to throw in as cannon fodder, and they have a docile population that's been unwilling to rise up. So, and I think he's all in, because I think he feels like if he loses, and I think he's accurate in this, if he loses, he won't be retiring to a Dhaka somewhere on the Black Sea. He'll be retiring to an underground bunker in which he's in a coffin.
Yeah, because leaders like this only go out one way, from what I believe the old Soviet regime called it, lead poisoning. That's about the only way they go out, is from lead poisoning, if you know what I mean. We're talking to Charles Lipson, and Charles, your articles, I never miss a one of them. I read your columns and articles every week. And how can listeners sign up to receive email copies of your columns, regardless of where those columns are actually printed?
Well, I post them all at charleslipson.com, L-I-P-S-O-N, charleslipson.com. And if they sign up there, I'll send them a summary of each article, and they can go to the article. It's easy to unsubscribe to; it's all free. So I'm happy to have them. And I know you've been reading them, because each week you seem smarter and smarter.
What a backhanded compliment. Yes, I'm reading your articles, and I'm getting smarter and smarter. But that's true for anyone that reads your articles, Charles.
I tell my graduate students sometimes, I will say to them, you know, that was a surprisingly smart comment.
I had law school professors that said the same things to me as well. Charles Lipson, it's always a joy to talk to you, my friend.
Great to talk to you, Brad.
Hey, coming up after the break, you remember those red light cameras? Well, thanks to Mayor Tashara Jones, they may be coming back to the city of St. Louis. We'll talk about that next on At Your Service. Welcome back to At Your Service. And if you've ever heard me talk about red light cameras, you know that from my legal perspective, they're just blatantly unconstitutional. And it's not just my opinion. The Missouri Supreme Court ruled that in 2015. And yet, governments are so hungry to separate your money from your wallet. They truly are. And so I think it's interesting that in the city of St. Louis, in fact, it happened yesterday, Mayor Tashara Jones said she wants to bring back red light cameras. And I always love how this is done. It's always done under the guise of protection. We really want to protect you. We're the government here, and we're here to protect you. This is the same city that won't prosecute criminals, mind you. So just how devoted is the city to actually protecting you? That's certainly a question. But really what the guys here is they want to separate you from their money, because that's what red light cameras do. So Mayor Tashara Jones wants to bring these back. But remember this, the Missouri Supreme Court ruled in 2015, almost 8 years ago now, that they're unconstitutional for two reasons. Number one, they're unconstitutional because you received the fine if you are the owner of the car. So if your buddy Joe is driving your car, runs a red light, and the ticket comes to you, what crime did you commit? What crime did you commit at all? So the city would ticket you even though they had no proof that you committed a crime. That's unconstitutional. That's why we have the First Amendment. That's why we have the Bill of Rights, is to make sure that you aren't prosecuted for crimes that you don't commit. But secondly, the Supreme Court ruled under the Missouri system and under the St. Louis red light district, or red light district, listen to me, red light camera problem. And then don't go there, Matt Pajeski laughs. I'm not talking about red light districts, but under under the red light camera problem, you had to prove that you were innocent. In other words, you were guilty until proven innocent. And again, that's not how our justice system works. So when you hear Tashara Jones talk about bringing back red light cameras, just ask yourself, is this about the safety of St. Louis, or is this about drawing more money into the city coffers that desperately needs money these days, particularly since we're going to be giving out guaranteed basic income to the tune of $5 million? Hey, coming up after the break, did COVID form in the lab? We'll talk about that next here on Camo X. Welcome back to At Your Service. And if you've ever heard me talk about red light cameras, you know that from my legal perspective, they're just blatantly unconstitutional. And it's not just my opinion. The Missouri Supreme Court ruled that in 2015. And yet, governments are so hungry to separate your money from your wallet. They truly are. And so I think it's interesting that in the city of St. Louis, in fact, it happened yesterday, Mayor Tashara Jones said she wants to bring back red light cameras. And I always love how this is done. It's always done under the guise of protection. We really want to protect you. We're the government here, and we're here to protect you. This is the same city that won't prosecute criminals, mind you. So just how devoted is the city to actually protecting you? That's certainly a question. But really what the guys here is they want to separate you from their money, because that's what red light cameras do. So Mayor Tashara Jones wants to bring these back. But remember this, the Missouri Supreme Court ruled in 2015, almost 8 years ago now, that they're unconstitutional for two reasons. Number one, they're unconstitutional because you received the fine if you are the owner of the car. So if your buddy Joe is driving your car, runs a red light, and the ticket comes to you, what crime did you commit? What crime did you commit at all? So the city would ticket you even though they had no proof that you committed a crime. That's unconstitutional. That's why we have the First Amendment. That's why we have the Bill of Rights, is to make sure that you aren't prosecuted for crimes that you don't commit. But secondly, the Supreme Court ruled under the Missouri system and under the St. Louis red light camera problem. And then don't go there. Matt Pajeski laughs. I'm not talking about red light districts, but under the red light camera problem, you had to prove that you were innocent. In other words, you were guilty until proven innocent. And again, that's not how our justice system works. So when you hear Tashara Jones talk about bringing back red light cameras, just ask yourself, is this about the safety of St. Louis, or is this about drawing more money into the city coffers that desperately needs money these days, particularly since we're going to be giving out guaranteed basic income to the tune of $5 million? Hey, coming up after the break, did COVID form in the lab? We'll talk about that next here on Camo X.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.